Hello and welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast. I'm so glad to be back in 2015. Happy New Year's to those of you who experienced a new year. Maybe you were in some sort of bomb shelter and you weren't aware. So now that you're out of your bomb shelter, welcome back to society. Welcome to the new year. It's 2015. We don't have robots to give us blowjobs yet that I know of. Maybe in Japan. They probably have it in Japan. Anyway, thank you for joining us. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for clicking on us and giving us a whirl today. I hope that you enjoy the show that you're about to hear. If you are already a listener, I apologize for what happened to you last year and all that you had to go through with the Anything Goes Inside podcast. It's been a hell of a good time so far, and I can't wait to do more of these episodes. Maybe you're trying to describe us to your friends. You've got some friends. Maybe you're trying to convince them to listen. If you want to, tell them we're like the Beatles of podcasts. If the Beatles talked about penises and shit like that instead of playing instruments, we're like the Beatles. The whole 2015 roster is loaded with talent coming back from last year. We got the lovable Zach Haller. We have the charming Michael Escalante. Of course, the lovely and hilarious Melissa Bledsoe. And me, Justin Wise. We're all back, ready to do it again. And, I don't know if there's anything else to tell you. That's it. Get ready for this. Get ready. Are you prepared? It's gonna be good. You're gonna like it. You might not. I don't know. I'm putting some really high expectations out there for you. You might hate this. You know what? Don't listen. Just don't listen to it. It's not really, you know, you're going to waste your time. I swear. I waste my time. I'm wasting your time right now. How do you like that? You don't, do you? You don't like it. Nah, I'm just joking. Here it is. Episode number 45. Live, sir.
Give us
some testicle testes. Testosterone. Test your butt.
Testes. What's our topic for today?
Great question. I don't have one. is there like pen and paper here somewhere?
Well, maybe we should not be talking about your junk anymore.
Oh, why? Do people not like the junk talk?
Maybe you thought that this was... You didn't know the sequencing of the podcast, so you thought this was one of the episodes where Zach was dead.
No, I just forgot to tell everybody. I almost didn't even tell Missy.
You forgot to tell just me. Oh,
Zach.
25% of the podcast.
Stop making this
funny. He was just trying to kill me off before I even aired.
That is not true, sir. I'm dropping a beat.
I'm gonna tell it to FaceTime when I'm ready.
All right, gentlemen, let's play.
Justin, what the topic of the day was?
It's just gonna be fucking around.
A free for all. Well, we haven't been around in a while, so
a free for ball.
It's probably shit to say.
Should recap the off season.
Yes. You know.
We'll just get
Carlos got a sex change, and then he got to change sex back.
Wow.
Because he didn't like it.
That's a lot of work. That's like Mr. Garrison work.
So they filleted your penis and then they said.
Luckily, they had kept it on ice just in case.
Oh, good.
Such a thing happened and then they just. That didn't happen.
Also, we're going to be playing a little game that I like to call Shock Therapy. This is a game where I ask questions. If you answer incorrectly, you get shocked.
Yay!
All right, does everyone have the electrodes on their testicles? Come on, Zach. Gotta put one on the third one.
That's like the...
Okay.
Car battery one.
First question. What was the 19th president of the United States?
Wilson.
Your mama.
Ooh, sorry, Zach. That is incorrect. I don't know if that's right or not. Don't Google it. If you're right, you're right.
You don't really have to. Don't know. So.
Mr. Wilson from. Not either. Mr. Wilson from. Dennis the Menace?
It's actually Wilson from Home Improvement.
Oh, that guy. Mm-hmm. That seems more like it.
No one ever saw his entire face.
In his presidential portraits is like a fence.
And he's wearing one of those fishing hats.
Yeah.
The correct answer would be Rutherford B. Hayes.
If we had a friend of the podcast, James Heiner here, he would have told us immediately.
James Heiner, we're going to get him on one of these days.
I told her to FaceTime once when she was ready. I guess she's not ready.
Oh, okay. She probably got to put clothes on.
Well, we're getting some real good shit.
At least a t-shirt. Like a cartoon.
Speaker been cut the heat on, so he wants.
And the explanation.
Okay.
So. When do we start?
I have the hardest time deciding whether or not the Wendy's spokesman girl is attractive or not. I don't know.
She's attractive to me. I like redheads.
I do too, but
but I'm not digging her. Sorry.
Really?
She's not.
No. She's a little weird.
I think it's because it's overload of her in weird scenarios. She's always eating, and she's always like. So you picture her like.
That's damn. True. She's kind of sloppy.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're always like just.
You're always eating Wendy's.
Yeah, you're always eating Wendy's. Yeah, that's so weird. I mean, I used to find you attractive. Maybe if you could do other commercials.
Could you stop eating so much bacon? Yeah, you're not weighing 1,000 pounds.
I think that might be your problem. I think you are attracted to her, but it's just her diet bothers you.
You know, we started out great, but at some point the relationship just got frosty. Who would you rather make the loves to? Flo from the Progressive or the Wendy's girl?
Wendy's girl.
Wendy's girl.
Wow, I wasn't even a contest.
Wow. You? Were you going to say Flo?
I don't know. Maybe.
Wow, you're thinking about it too. That's hard.
Flo seems a little older.
Flo seems weird. Like, yeah, she would try to sell me insurance for my junk or something.
The Wendy's girl is weird. Flo takes it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, Flo's just like, you know, if you're going to sleep with me, I might do some stuff to you, so let's get insurance on this bad boy.
Let's get insurance. You're going to need dick insurance.
Yeah, you're going to need your boat, your penis.
Especially everything. To prevent you from the STDs.
Can you get insurance against STDs?
I don't think so.
Right. What if you could? Because it sounds like a good idea.
Raw dog and everything.
Yeah. If you're a sailor, your insurance goes way up.
So everybody has to
they
carry...
will sell you insurance as a sailor.
Everybody has to carry STD insurance?
Yeah. Yeah. That's smart.
How do you get STD insurance if you already have STDs? Because I don't think they'd cover you.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. I'd be like trying to get life insurance if you had like...
terminal death. Cancer?
Yeah. If you had death. What's that disease called? Death?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know.
So the Wendy's girl.
So the Wendy's girl.
Justin hasn't answered who his choice would be, Flo.
I think I'd go toward the Wendy's girl on hair color alone.
Just her hair color?
Just because she's a redhead.
What if the drapes don't match the...
I'd be a little disappointed.
What if she's like a blonde underneath?
Oh, I don't know. I guess that's cool. She looked good as a blonde. I could hang with
that. I think she's a true redhead, though. She looks
redheaded. Yeah, she's got the redhead look.
Yeah. Dig it.
We got a loaded night tonight. Are you going to Cersei?
No.
You didn't get a call for that either.
What?
You didn't invite him for that either?
No.
Well, that wasn't even my thing! That wasn't even my thing!
Wow, I guess I'm ready to be killed off.
Okay. Off the podcast, I'll take this out. I got an email from the Comedy Zone on Thursday, and I called them back last night. And I have 12 tickets, free tickets to a comedy show.
I thought you said 11, because I couldn't.
It was go. It was me plus 11.
Oh, because I said, "How can I be the 12th?" And you said, "No, I only got 11."
Yeah, so I guess you could be the 12th. You could still be the 12th. I didn't realize that, but it said 11 tickets on the email. And I talked to the guy, and I got it's a Thursday night show. If you guys want to bring significant others.
Yeah, between the three of us, that could be half your table right there.
Mm-hmm. When is the show?
Thursday night.
This Thursday?
This Thursday coming?
Yeah. I didn't have a lot of notice about it either.
I can go.
I mean, you don't have to.
You're more than welcome. You're already throwing me a no. You should go. But if you can't, it's okay. Yeah. Slow down. I mean, don't change any plans.
Yeah. I don't want you to hurt yourself on this one. Yeah. But the comedian is Dov Davidoff. And
Davidoff?
Yes. Mm. He's really funny. He's been on a lot of shows, Comedy Central and stuff. So.
I'll have to check with the significant other.
Yeah.
He's usually tired by 8:30 now.
Do the kids take a space? The twins? Yes.
I think since all three of them will still occupy one seat.
Well, since they're the only size of like a sweet potato each.
A sweet potato.
Makes me hungry for sweet potatoes.
It does.
They won't be taking up a whole lot of space.
Go for some potato fries.
But yesterday I went to the gym and I got back about 9:15 and my wife was already asleep.
She's already asleep?
Asleep.
Wow. Did she wake up like super early today?
No, she was asleep.
That's like 12 hours.
So. Well, you should get her out.
Did you at least like put like a little mirror under her nose to see if she was?
She was getting up when I was leaving.
Oh, okay. So he just goes
like 5 minutes before.
Why are you so cold? like I'm going to work.
Put some blankets on you.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Your feet are so cold. Get out of here. Oh my god.
Get your cold feet off me.
Yeah, get off me, man. What's wrong with you? And then.
Oh, shit.
And now, a message from our sponsor. Are you feeling depressed? Do you feel unwanted?
Oh no.
Has your fear of the outside world paralyzed you with doubt as the weight of your stress rapidly swirls around your shattered mind? If so, we can help.
We can help.
We're the congregation of Bargnuk.
Bargnuk.
Who's Bargnuk, you ask? Bargnuk is our divine leader. And he wants you to be happy.
Bargnuk.
Bargnuk is good.
Bargnuk promises to free your soul from your sinful body and usher it to paradise. Come worship with us. Feel the great Bargnuk with us.
Bring us a human sacrifice.
Drink our wine. Read from our ancient scriptures.
Bring us a human sacrifice.
Hold hands with us.
Bring us
Gaze at the stars
sacrifice.
With us. Sing our songs of worship. Some people think we're a cult.
No.
Those people are wrong.
They're wrong.
We're not a cult. They're the cult.
They're the cult.
They'll see. They'll all see.
They'll see.
Join us.
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 And now back to the Anything Goes Inside podcast.
Also, new Saturday Night Live tonight.
Yes, so it's going to be a full night. Cersei and Saturday Night Live.
I'm pumped for all both those things.
What's a Cersei?
What's a Cersei?
Cersei's the chick from Game of Thrones.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, she will be at the strip club and...
Well, I thought this was a Dumbledore.
It is a Dumbledore.
Okay. What's the strip club business?
The Cersei chick that's stripping.
Oh. On Game of Thrones?
She hasn't been nude on Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Oh, bummer.
Isn't everybody nude on Game of Thrones?
Apparently not her. No.
All the dudes?
I'd like to see some
No,
dong.
It's mostly women, but just not her particular character yet.
Do they show, like, full vag?
No.
Okay.
Full PI?
Yes.
See? Double standard.
But flaccid.
Cool. Oh, that's not cool. I don't know.
Apparently there's a difference between erect PI and flaccid PI.
There is?
In the the eyes of the
TV radiators.
Yeah.
So if it's flaccid, it's cool.
Once it becomes hard, it's like a whole nother.
What if they have erectile dysfunction and it's like halfway?
I still think that counts as flaccid.
Wasn't there a scene in Full Metal Jacket when like some guy went crazy and he took off his clothes and he was running? He had flaccid business and he was like running through the.
So then that can be like PG-13 because it's artistic.
That's fucked up, man.
That's artistic.
Why aren't boobs artistic then?
They are. Oh, they are. Have you not seen Titanic?
Yeah, but that movie's rated R.
No, it's not. It's rated PG-13.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
PG-13?
It is. You know a lot about Titanic. I've never seen the movie. How do you know it is rated PG-13?
I was watching Fantasia.
Because they considered that scene artistic for the period.
The American Idol singer?
No.
You're taking it back.
The movie Fantasia.
The cartoon?
The Disney movie, yeah. Okay. And there's, in the last, it's like 8 mini films. And in the last mini film, there were like these crazy demon chicks, and they had boobs and nipples and stuff. And they showed it.
Wow.
On Fantasia.
That freaky Walt Disney.
He was a freaky dude.
And an anti-Semi. Right here.
Well, I had rewatched Howard the Duck not too long ago.
Solid.
In the beginning of the movie, there's a female duck in a bathtub. So she has white boobs, but her nipples are not painted.
Were they under the feathers?
No, because you can. There was no feathers there.
Oh, there was no feathers there?
She had feathers, like, on her head, but the rest of her body was just white body paint, except for the nipples were not painted.
Interesting.
This is so interesting.
It was weird.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay.